Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Doug Steffen Good Day Program. I'm Doug Steffen. Ken Kessler is here as we go to El Paso, where a lot of folks listen to this program, and I would invite your input at 888-302-3684. Certainly, a lot of people want to be heard as to the circumstances which have left two people dead, shooting at a clinic near the Williams-Beaumont Army Medical Center, shooting in, it's actually Fort Bliss, the VA clinic there in El Paso, around 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon. The general in charge, Stephen Twitty, said one of the deceased was the shooter, the other was the victim of it. I'm trying to come up with details. That's why I'm inviting those of you who are listening perhaps to give us a little more insight as you are there. 888-302-3684. This, yet again, Kenny, appears to be, not sure about it, but it appears to be yet another unresolved case. The problems that we're having with the Veterans Administration and people not being able to get a handle on the frustration of people who are going through this. So, what's the impact here? Fort Bliss, something's been in El Paso for a long time. The authorities report active shooting at 3:10, in fact. The commanding officer of Fort Bliss held a news conference last night talking about the gunman and the other person that was dead. All other VA patients and staff are safe, he said. There has been no identity that I can see anywhere of the gunman or the victim, unless I am mistaken. Again, 888-302-3684 for those who are down there. The victim was believed to be a doctor at the facility. Gunman apparently killed himself. Shooting was reported. VA officials immediately asked personnel to shelter. The Fort Bliss Military Police, the El Paso Police, the feds. This is a community, if you don't know where El Paso is, it's right on the border with Mexico. Juarez City is on the other side of the Rio Grande. You can throw a rock across the river from El Paso to Juarez and vice versa. Lots of traffic back and forth. I'm not guessing this has anything to do with the problems of those coming across the border here and there, but it is. And Veterans Affairs, I think, from what I've heard, I'm trying to remember back to some of the circumstances in which we've talked about the VA clinic, specifically in El Paso, because of our connection there on the radio. There have been problems before, as I recall. The situation brings in now the FBI. There were hundreds of potential witnesses, and so the FBI is processing the crime scene. Clinic closed today. Veterans Affairs Department website, Kenny, has little information there. Veterans who had appointments will be contacted to reschedule them. They seem to be somewhat sensitive at this clinic to the reality. I think that's the last time I heard from anybody at Fort Bliss when we were talking about the problems last year the VA was having and people in line. I seem to remember taking three or four calls from people listening in El Paso, people who have been online or in line, frustrated by the realities that they couldn't get appointments, some of the horror stories that came along with it. And we all know this thing started in Phoenix. But I think typically the Southwest VAs have been bad. The Southeast VAs have been bad. And most big city VAs, I mean, the VA is just bad. But it would be irresponsible of me to speculate any further because I don't have any more information other than that which I have just shared with you. That's why I have invited eight people that are in the area to spend a moment with us at 888-302-3684. Have you been able to glean any more out of this than the fact there are two dead, and that's basically it at the VA clinic in El Paso?
That seems to be, that's all the information that seems to have been released.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know who the shooter was. We don't know
why.
The reason.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, the facility, as I say, is closed today. 888-302-3684. Yvonne is in El Paso. Your husband works closely with the VA, and you know the man who was shot, the doctor, is that right?
Well, my husband does. My husband works closely with the VA. He works at Project Amistad. He's a counselor over there. And he's in charge of a veterans program there with Project Amistad. And he knows a lot of the people over there because a lot of the people that work at the VA send their veterans over to my husband. So, because my husband helps, he's been working with veterans for quite a while. And he knows a lot of the people there at the VA also. So, you know, he stays in touch with everyone.
All right,
there.
So what does he know that we don't know?
Well, he just knew the person that had gotten shot. You know, he knows
all
the
psychologists. What does he know? He knows him, though. So he knows him.
Well,
what sort of?
Yeah, it was a psychologist, one of the psychologists there that works with the veterans. And
okay.
I guess that veteran went off on him, you know.
Well,
maybe
that would be
he didn't like the way he was counseling him. I don't know.
The speculation would be, thanks, Yvonne. The speculation would be, having heard that and putting a few other pieces together, there's a psychological problem. There always is a psychological problem when something like this happens. So that's where it stands at the moment. 888-302-3684. With any more input, email to Doug or Ken at DougSteffen.com, Twitter at GoodDay, Facebook.com/GoodDay. In a moment, Bill Cosby surfaces again, 14 after the hour on Good Day.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
According to the Center for Disease Control, 75% of Americans report they do not always take the medication as prescribed. People who don't take their medication properly spend more money on doctor visits and end up in the ER more than people who do. The economic impact is over $300 billion a year. But it's more than dollars and cents. 25% of nursing home admissions are caused by not taking medication properly. Your local HealthMart pharmacist can help you with education, guidance, and expert advice. HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com.
Two little tablets is all it takes to get thicker, fuller, longer hair. Guaranteed. Vitascal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically proven, loved by celebrities, and recommended by doctors. And right now, a 90-day supply of Vitascal is being offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-930-8375. Vitascal nourishes thinning hair from within. It makes thin hair full, full hair beautiful, and promotes the growth of thicker, longer hair, guaranteed. Indeed, Vivascal is so effective, 94% of women who tried it saw more volume. Listen to this.
It's vibrant, shiny, bouncy, everything you want your hair to be. I love Vivascal because it works. It completely works.
Want to try Vivascal? Every listener that calls can try it risk-free for 90 days, plus free shipping. Get fuller, thicker, longer hair guaranteed. Call now, 800-930-8375. 800-930-8375. That's 800-930-8375.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License all 50 states and unless number 3030.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. For a limited time, Sam's Club members get a savings book with more than $3,000 in extra savings. Get prepped for a party with popular game time favorites that will please any size crowd, like Tyson Buffalo Wings, Pepsi, Hefty Supreme Paper Plate, and DiGiorno's Pizza. Go to samsclub.com to check out the full selection of instant savings offers. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Past the hour. I'm Doug Steffens. Good day. I'm Ken Kessler. Doug is dealing with Charlotte at the moment, but I know one of the things he wanted to talk about was about Bill Cosby surfacing. He's supposed to start his comedy tour back up in Canada tonight, and he says no matter what, whether there are protests, he asks the crowd to ask anyone who bought tickets to go ahead and have some patience, and we'll get through it, is what he says. There are rumors that many of the venues are only half full. Only half the tickets have been sold, but he's gonna continue on and try and do these shows in Canada. So we'll see what happens. In the meantime, two more women have come forward. Actually, not come forward, but have joined the class action lawsuit that they were defamed by Bill Cosby because he publicly, through his lawyer, called them liars. The lawsuit was filed last month by Tamara Green, and they say that the statements from Cosby's lawyer, Martin Singer, have branded them public liars and have injured their reputations. All three of them say they were assaulted by Cosby in the 1970s after he gave them drugs. The number of women who have made claims against Cosby now stands at more than 20.
Is Kenny doing a good job?
Of course, he denies it. Well, I was just talking about Bill Cosby. You said that was what you wanted to talk about.
Well, these women who say that they were sexually abused by Cosby, joining a lawsuit charging right. him with defamation, you've been there. It's interesting that he has, as we noted, I think it was last week, hired a PR firm and also hired an investigator to dig up dirt on all these people who are charging him with malice. Meanwhile, he returns to the stage tonight for the first time since November in Toronto. What do you think his reception, how do you think his reception, if you were in the audience, or maybe a former Bill Cosby fan, there are people planning protests, other people vowing not to show up, and still others say that they will heckle him. There are three performances in Toronto that are scheduled, and so why would this guy expose himself? 77 years old, got plenty of money. Why wouldn't you just go away?
Ego.
Is that what it is? Is that all it is?
That's what it is.
Boy, we've learned a lot about this guy, haven't we, in the last 4 or 5 months. Things that you didn't. You can't always tell a book by its cover, I guess. One of those things. Or am I being too simplistic? Am I being unfair? He had a huge fan base. The world by the tail, as it were. Funny. Smart, rich, a lot of things going for him, and yet there is this, we have, all of us, I guess, that dark side, do we not? Do you have a dark side, Kenny, that I don't know about?
Just when I'm stuck in traffic.
That's a lot in Southern California. Yeah. We all do. We all have a dark side. I would admit to having. Every once in a while, there's an anger. There's a piece of anger that shows up that I don't like. I'm talking about me. But I think for the most part, you need to sort of know who you are. And I'm wondering if he knows who he is, frankly. Does he live the life that he lived as an actor, or one of the parts he played, rather than reality? 21 after the hour.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
Award-winning Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Joel Wallach will be speaking January 7th at Faith Tabernacle Church, 2025 4th Street, North Minneapolis, and January 8th, Shiloh Temple, 1201 West Broadway Avenue, North Minneapolis. For more information, call 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432. That's 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432.
This day in 1924, George Gershwin began work on this incomparable piece of music called Rhapsody in Blue. It took him 3 weeks. He was 26 years old. And at the time, he didn't even really have a strong interest in music. Family got him a piano. He had his first hit called Swanee. After he began, but this was a piece that Paul Whiteman, who was an orchestra conductor, wanted him to do, and so this became his calling card, I think, in a manner of speaking, Kenny. And even today, you hear Rhapsody in Blue. I'm trying to remember the last time I remember hearing it in either some movie or associated with something that was of conventional and commercial interest. But it's something that most people recognize, unless you're a Kanye West fan. Then you might not recognize. But am I right? Doesn't this show up in... This shows up in prominence a lot, this Rhapsody in Blue.
Absolutely, sure.
Most everybody recognizes that lilting musical line, a signature to it. So I thought you'd enjoy the fact, that, or you'd like to know the fact that it was created on this day long time ago. 26 after the hour, Doug Steffen and Ken Kessler on the Good Day program. Late night shows in the focus now, as Conan O'Brien jokes a bit with us, as does Jimmy Fallon and Seth Meyers. And I don't know, I think, well, we'll see how much time we have. I wasn't impressed with Drew Carey last night, who's filling in on the late CBS show, but let's listen to the first three guys anyway.
The new Congress started today, right? why I thought that would get waves. And I really thought people were going to be like, Congress is starting. Yeah. Come on.
Like opening day of baseball season.
Wow, tell all the kids. No. This is interesting, though. Congress now has a record number of black lawmakers. This is particularly awkward for the Tea Party congressmen who keep thinking they're all the same guy.
I thought I saw you over there.
I thought you're over here.
The newly elected congressmen and women from the midterm elections were sworn in today. And get this, this Congress will be the most diverse Congress ever, with 104 women, 46 black lawmakers, 12 Asian Americans, and 2 Native Americans. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, even the dolls on It's a Small World ride were like, pretty good. That's not bad. That's almost, that's a lot. That's right, 104 female lawmakers. In other words, there's going to be a lot of filibusters that are like, you know what you did. Just tell me. You know. As usual, Vice President Joe Biden was responsible for swearing in the new members of the Senate. And I don't want to say he gave too many finger guns, but he actually had to stop twice to reload. Yeah, he's like, congratulations. Congratulations.
Mia Love was sworn in as the first black female Republican in Congress. A black female Republican in Congress. Here's how rare that is. Congress has 12 unicorns.
And a partridge in a pear tree. 28 minutes after the hour, Doug Steffen on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Wednesday.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Bob Schrum and Rich Lowry. Coming right up, is it about time that we recognize Cuba, or are we rewarding two dictators?
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
Ow! And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window. And then, somehow, my hand.
My hand! And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right!
It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Rich Lowry and Bob Schrum. After 50 years of failure with the Cuban embargo and not recognizing the regime 90 miles away, was Obama smart to change strategy, or was he rewarding a dictatorship?
Nixon's opening to China was a strategic play and is meant to balance the power and influence of the Soviet Union. So you could understand the geostrategic calculation at work. This is different. I think reasonable people can disagree about the embargo, but even if you think we should end the isolation of this regime, what are we getting for it, and why now? I mean, he didn't even get the hint of a promise of any significant opening, a free press, or maybe legalizing other political parties.
The truth of the matter is that Cuba doesn't need a lifeline in the sense that the regime is going to be sustained whether or not we recognize it. I think things in that country are getting better for people in terms of their average daily lives. I was there in the 1970s with George McGovern. I was there last year, and the difference was immense. Marco Rubio was questioning Max Baucus about his confirmation as ambassador to China. If we're going to recognize China, then why aren't we going to recognize Cuba?
I'm Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute, today with Rich Lowry and Bob Schrum.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
the knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
What's going on today on the Good Day program? I'm Doug Steffen with Ken Kessler. 888-302-3684 reaches us, as does email to either one of us at Doug Steffen, STEPHAN.com, Twitter at Good Day, Facebook. What do we have? Facebook. I always do these back. Twitter at Good Day Show and Facebook.com/Good Day. So social media is on what big focus today, Kenny?
Well, lots of people are tweeting about the shooting at the VA in El Paso, but nobody has any real information. A lot of it is just links to stories on different news sites.
Which say nothing.
Right. It's really kind of strange. Usually we have all kinds of information.
Our connection to El Paso is KTSM, and we heard from somebody down there that didn't give us any information that was pertinent or relevant or interesting or important. So what is there about this that is making this so dark? What sort of revelations might you have if you're there? A lot of people listening on the fort to this program, and I hear oftentimes we get into these discussions that are not necessarily focused on Fort Bliss and El Paso, but the military in general. There are four or five places around the country where we're heard in communities where there are establishments that are connected to the military. And I think one of the most active and vocal is the listenership at Fort Bliss. So it is befuddling to not have much information other than the speculative. Here's a guy who's a shrink. Here's an unhappy veteran who takes matters into his own hands and shoots things up.
That's, you know, we don't even know for sure that the shooter was a veteran.
It
makes sense that he would have been, but we just don't know anything.
Right. Yep. So there's that. What else do you have?
Let's see. Well, lots of people on Facebook are commenting on the study we talked about yesterday about vacation days.
Right.
And how over half of us didn't take any last year.
Mm-hmm. And what are they saying? Me too!
No. Pamela says she took 4 weeks and enjoyed every minute of it.
Yeah, but did she say what she did or does for a living? Well, how'd she get four weeks? Seems like quite a lot of vacation time.
It does seem like a lot.
Hmm.
know, that's all she says.
Yeah.
Jay says 20 days for me, and he used most of it to do home projects.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's all right. So what? That's hello. You have not the time to do it. Maybe you do some weekend stuff, or if you need to put a new roof on your house, you do it when you're on vacation. That's it. Hello.
William says, no vacation in 14 years.
There's a man after my own heart. Does he sound like he's grumbling about it, or is he okay?
That's all he says.
Yeah.
It looks like he owns his own business.
Yeah, so. There you go. Yep.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Those of us who have our own business, you'll not hear one word of complaint from me. I'm very fortunate, and I have lots to be thankful for. And so sometimes traveling brings you a different venue. That's okay. What else?
Scott says he's self-employed, so no vacation time.
Yep. It happens more and more because there are more people in this country who are self-employed because the big companies are kicking people out right and left. We see it in our own business, the radio business. I've known for a long time working for one of the big corporations. Got canned yesterday. Good guy, works hard, knows the business. Gonzo. Made too much money. I don't even know that. I just find it disturbing because he was he was well-connected, well-suited for the job, just well-mannered and well-tempered, and he just kind of wanted to scratch it. Okay, so who do they replace this guy with? All right, who else? What else?
Clay says he took 11 and a half days and lost 3.5.
How?
I'm
lost 3.5. At the end of the year, some companies just, you don't take it, whoosh, gonzo.
Yep.
It's cumulative with some companies, and other companies, if you don't take it when it's given to you, start fresh at the beginning of the year. Goodbye. That happens. What else?
Debbie says that she used all her vacation time, but she's sending this message as she's stuck at an airport on the last leg.
Ah, there you go. The poll at DougStephan.com represented the same sort of a question. How much vacation time did you take last year was our question. And the answer is coming in for those who don't go to the social media. 39% of you said more than 2 weeks. 42% of you said none. Wow. Let's see here. 8% said less than a week. 5% said between 1 and 2 weeks. 4% said about 2 weeks. So the average that I would get out of that is that a couple of weeks seems to be, if you get it and you can take it, is about average. Is that the case around the country? I'm betting it's pretty much the case. Yep. If you own your own business, you don't take time. That's the bottom line. That's the way it is. That's America today. Like it or a lot. Well, we hear people complaining, or there's this culture of I deserve, or I've earned, or I'm supposed to, or whatever. You get what you get in the circumstances that you agree. If you don't like your agreement with your boss, then you ought to go find a new boss and a new job. The boss has most people, and I can tell you this as an employer and as somebody who has pretty much always been on his own, I have not worked well in large corporate circumstances. Just that's my demeanor. I don't think I'm smarter than the rest of the world. I don't think I'm better than. I just don't have a lot of patience for the kind of stuff that happens when the Peter principle is applied and people keep moving up and they don't know what they're doing. And I more often than not get frustrated because I try to help people do a better job if they are in circumstances where they're in, I don't want to say in control, but in charge of me and or what I might do. So maybe it's welcome and maybe it's not. I don't care whether I get credit for helping. I just want to know that things are going to be okay and that we can proceed along the lines that make sense. And that more often than not is not the case. So you wonder sometimes, you really wonder, how do these companies get as big as they do? Look at the Consumer Electronics Show list of exhibitors and the companies they represent. There are very few companies, honestly, and many of you are going to shake your head, yep, that's right, Doug, that are well run. Despite the fact they may be successful, but how much more successful could they be if there was common sense exercised sometimes, or if people's ego didn't get in the way, or I'm in charge? Once in a while you hear me teasing with some of the people on the air, you know, it's the Doug Stephan Good Day program, but I am very much open to and encourage input from people. Whether I always listen to it or not is another question, but I think that you cannot run anything successfully by yourself. Very, very rare that a company becomes, like Steve Jobs, for example. Everybody attributed all of the success of Apple to him. Hello, he's dead. Guess what? Apple's still on the top of the heap. It's the most valuable company in the world. They have more cash than the United States government has. And the last time I checked, Jobs is still dead. Did he set the tone? Yeah, but it wasn't always a good tone. How many stories did you hear, Kenny, about Jobs and his quirkiness and his difficulty dealing with employees? Very frustrating guy to deal with. So he had to have, he was at least smart enough to know that he had to have somebody in between him and the other people who would be more, as you know, as responsible, if not more responsible in the collective for the success of Apple. Obviously, they have created a culture there that is successful. Is everybody that is in the hierarchy of command at Apple a brilliant genius? Nah. Same thing at Google, or you name the company, Microsoft, any of these outfits. Subject to the foibles of humanity. We are imperfect beings. We make mistakes. Some make more than others. I'd rather make my own mistakes and take the fall or take the hit than to have somebody else make mistakes and I take the fall. Take the hit. You've worked in corporate circumstances. You know that's exactly what happens. You,
oh, sure.
I mean, people that are above you. I was telling the story to Meredith the other day when I was working at KBC in Los Angeles. The general manager of the radio station was one of the two best general managers I've ever worked for in my 50-year career as a broadcaster. I've had two good general managers. That's saying something. Two in all those years when I was working independently, both as the host of this program, which I've been doing for 27 years, and I've worked at local stations at the same time. The two good managers were the guy that ran the station in Cincinnati. His name was Jim Severino, great guy and a smart broadcaster. And George Green, who ran KBC. Those two are the only guys that I ever had really any respect for. And a lot of people didn't like George because he was kind of an autocrat. But I thought he was a brilliant broadcaster. He wasn't a great personnel guy. But anyway, so one thing led to another at the radio station. And somebody made a mistake. And it wasn't who took the fall. And the reason that I say that is because the guy who took the fall is my present general manager and has been pretty much my adult lifelong friend. Bob Kay and I have known each other for, since 68, so how many years is that? 46 years. We've known each other and worked together here and there, everywhere. He was the program director of the radio station. Had no more to do with the problem that surfaced, but somebody had to take the fall, and he was the guy who took it. He deserved to be fired about as much as Charlotte deserved to be fired for the same thing. But he got it in the neck, and so the world moved on. But it's that kind of stuff. Somebody's got to pay. Why? Why does it always have to be? And you see this in politics all the time. Somebody's got to pay. Why? Or why isn't it, am I living too much in a Pollyanna world? Why don't the people who deserve to pay pay?
You know, especially in politics, we've just seemed to have gotten to the point where so many are more interested in finding out who is to blame for whatever has gone wrong than in fixing any of the problems we have.
Right. Yep. You see that all over the place. So anyway, hi to the folks listening outside Albany, the old WSDE. I love that area. I love that station. Neat. It's a neat, neat area. So hi to you folks over further across the state, the Syracuse area. Hi to New York State in general, down in Virginia, Fredericksburg. Hello. How are things in the weather department there today? Asheville. What a great city that is. Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Hello. Doug Steffen and the Good Day program with a word for all ladies and all gentlemen. You have heard a lot from me and other people about Heart Factors Plus over the past couple of years. Its ingredients, how they help improve your cardiovascular health, how they get blood, The Heart Factors Plus capsules help your system get blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your heart. And there are testimonials on top of testimonials on top of testimonials from people who have been taking Heart Factors Plus for a while now. They started hearing me talk about how successful it was, and they report that Heart Factors helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels for them, keeps their arteries clean. I feel better, says John from Florida. I don't know what it is about this, but it makes me feel better. Well, because it gets blood to your system, and your body just naturally... You hear the stories of people who have clogged arteries and stuff, and they go and they have an operation, they get a stent in, or they get the plaque removed, or they replace three or four, you know, what is it, quadruple bypass, they replace the artery, and they come out and they say, my God, after they've recuperated, I feel like a new person. Hello? That's because blood is getting to your body and to your brain, and that's what gives you life again. Blood gives you life. Get it around your system. Heart Factors Plus does it using arginine, nitric oxide. It's all natural, and it's all there for you by dialing 800-577-8560. You can get yourself onto the program right away. Cardiologists agree. Dr. Ken Gronhaus, who's on my staff, there are four doctors here, and they all say the same thing. But Ken's very vocal about Heart Factors Plus. He's a cardiologist. He says this is great stuff. The evidence-based research shows that this stuff does what the company says it does. So find out for yourself. Call 800-577-8560 and order it by name, Heart Factors Plus. Mention Doug Steffen, you get a free bottle and faster results than you ever thought possible, or your money back. So pay for three, get four bottles, 800-577-8560. Also, never mind the free bottle of this product, but you get a new a bottle of this new CoQ10 supplement that they have. You're going to like that as well. So all kinds of reasons to call now and get Heart Factors Plus and the benefits there, too. 800-577-8560.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before riding a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthSmart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthSmart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthSmart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI Advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender license. Law 50 states and law number 3030.
Did you donate anything to charity last year? Or did you tell your girlfriend you had donated something to charity, but really you just moved it to the attic because that CD tower is part of who you are? And if Michelle doesn't understand that, well, maybe Michelle doesn't understand you. Or, well, no matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you donate anything, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, listen, I have my own business. Can you help me get my name out there?
I'm on it.
You can print my name on anything?
On it. Your name on business cards, on pens, brochures, banners, t-shirts, signs.
Go on.
On hats, mugs, magnets, calendars, keychains, tote bags.
On tote bags?
Totes.
Can I do it on budget?
On it.
I'm sold. Hey, are you ever not on?
Only in my days off.
Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples. Make more happen. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in-store and online ends 1/31/15. Excludes self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Past the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Time now for our Tech Talk. Tech Talk time brings us around to the Consumer Electronics Show. And Holland Cook's going to join us in a moment, who is down there. 20,000 new products debuting at this massive, mind-boggling Consumer Electronics Show. Among the 106,000 techies, 60,000 techies who are kicking the tires down there is Holland Cook, who will bring us up to date with what's new there in just a moment here on Good Day.
Do you want to learn how to earn commissions of up to 20% by laundering millions of foreign dollars?
Well, we can help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's email security solutions keep email phishing attacks like this from entering your business network and any valuable data from leaking out. Reclaim your network like 150,000 other businesses have. To learn more about stopping email-borne threats, visit barracuda.com/email.
Nobody got more attention at a new product showcase here than Augie, a doggie wearing the new Motorola Scout 5000. It's a smart collar with a wireless video cam that lets you see what he sees. And it lets you talk to him and listen to him and call him home or geofence him all via your smartphone. Not to be confused with the Pet Cube camera, which also allows owners to talk to and play laser games with their critters, no matter where they are. If you're a cyclist, the Cyclic Fly 6 has your back. It's a combination tail light and rear-facing camera, HD, of course. Smartphone running low? Recharge green with the Enerplex solar-powered battery case. Surprisingly, several other accessory makers here don't yet have gear for the iPhone 6. Lots of the 2 million square square feet of what's on display here is such new stuff that it's not even for sale yet. Some are prototypes seeking investors, and much of what was so shiny and new last year never made it to store shelves. These are the risk takers politicians praise when they ask for your vote. From SurvivalSpeech.com, I'm Holland Cook in Las Vegas for Good Day.
At the U.S. Postal Service, we deliver to every address in America.
So when it comes to packages you need to return, for whatever reason,
don't go out of your way to return it.
Because we'll already be there, delivering your mail.
Like we do almost every day.
So it's easy for us to pick up your return.
Just print a label.
Schedule a free pickup.
Leave it for me.
Me.
Or me.
And we'll return it for you. For more information, visit USPS.com/return.
The CES story is one that is very significant to American business, Kenny. This year's show in Las Vegas, cementing the tech-focused conference, must attend for the big names in advertising, marketing, media. The role technology plays in our lives is so strong and growing so fast, we need to pay attention to the intersection of marketing and technology, said Tony Pace, who is the chief marketing officer at the Subway Franchise Corporation, Subway Sandwich Shops, biggest franchise in the world. More Subway sandwich shops than any other brand, even McDonald's. Around the world, Subway is the king, and they say they have to be at the Consumer Electronics Show because there's so much going on there, so much to learn. How do you absorb it all would be my question. If I were there or could talk to Holland, I haven't talked to him other than to listen to his reports. I can imagine him scouring the floor for 12 hours a day because he's kind of a techie. And for those of us who aren't techies even, the significance of the information that comes out of there. Here's something that you may or may not have heard about Sony. This Sony in the news because of what happened with the interview, but they also have announced at Consumer Electronics the Symphonic Light Speaker. The Symphonic Light Speaker. It is exactly what it sounds like. A Wi-Fi connected light bulb.
Wow.
With a built-in speaker. Part of Sony's Life Space UX. This symphonic light speaker designed to transform the entire home into a musical space, so says the president of Sony, letting users stream audio from their smartphones and tablets to a multitude of speakers around the house, in other words, light fixtures. Thanks to their proprietary vertical drive technology, the light bulb glass itself serves as the tweeter. There are no speaker elements. Good God.
That's amazing.
Right? Isn't that amazing? How in the world did they figure that out? That's one of the amazing things that's being exposed for the first time at the Consumer Electronics Show. 59 after on Good Day.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.